Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other co-host, Krista. Hello, Krista.
Hello, Wendy. This is Krista. Glad to be here with you today, and warm welcome to all our listeners out there.
We are delighted to have Margaret Pezant as a guest on our show today. Margaret is an internationally known keynote speaker, author, and life coach who has been transforming lives worldwide in countries such as Africa, England, Australia, Mexico, Canada, Sweden, and Brazil for over 30 years. Margaret is committed to making a profound difference in the life of everyone she comes in contact with, and she's willing to help anyone who's willing and open to creating new possibilities in their lives.
Margaret's main philosophy is that we all have the possibility and power within us to transform our lives. We just have to learn how to access our greatness, and we start by honoring our spirit. Margaret Pezant is also the author of a book entitled Genius Lives Within, Accessing Your Birthright Power, which is available at Amazon.com. The title of our show today is Blocked, Stopped, and Held Back from Fulfilling Your Dreams. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Margaret. We're so glad to have you on the show today.
Wow, hello. Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. It's a wonderful opportunity to be with you all this morning.
Awesome,
thank
Margaret.
You.
So let's get started right away. We have a lot of questions for you today.
Okay, fire away. I'm ready.
Interesting life. Yes, Wendy, I think you have the first question.
Yes, I do. Okay, so Margaret, can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to become a life coach?
Wow, why did I decide to become a life coach?
Big question.
You know, the interesting thing about it is I really think that whatever it is that we ultimately choose to become in our life is in us. It's in us. It's born in us. It's there. And then events, circumstances, and stuff like that happens in life, and then it actually starts to come out of you. And when you really love it and enjoy it and it's your natural self-expression, I think it's a thing you do. But I remember I must have been in the sixth grade at PS 165 on 108th Street in New York City. And I was hanging out with my friends, a Japanese guy, two Jewish twins that lived up on Broadway, myself and Carmen Gonzalez. And some kids from 113th Street came over and they were going to beat us up. Now, we were nerds. We were like the nerd kids at our school. And I said, well, let me talk to these guys. And I just put my hand on my hip and I said, look, if we fight with you all, we're all going to get in trouble. We're all going to get in problems with school. We're all going to get in trouble with our parents. Why don't we just leave each other alone and nobody have any problem? I dug in my pocket. I pulled out a quarter. My friends pulled out a quarter, 50 cents, 10 cents. We gave them about $2 in change that we had. They left us alone, and I realized I could really coach people out of anything.
Wow. And how old were you at that
point? So that was, I was about maybe 10 or 9. And then I sort of remembered and noticed as I went through life, I was able to kind of handle situations and circumstances and listen to people powerfully. Because I had an aunt who always said, be quiet. She would always say, just be quiet and listen. She said, that's where you're going to get your valuable information. So it was sort of one of those things that was in me. And after I participated in a program in 1985, I participated in that. And after I was so blown away by what it offered, and I didn't see very many African Americans in the room. And that kind of amazed me because what they were talking about was completely valid and difference-making for African-Americans. So I said, well, I'm going to become a leader in this organization and bring it to black people. And that was when I really took myself on as to be a coach and started participating in transformational, inspirational, and motivational courses and programs all the way through and trained and developed myself from there.
Wow. That's amazing that you just started from back when you were 10 years old. You've got that spark for what you're doing right now. It's amazing. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Krista, you have the next question. Maybe she's on mute. Krista, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, sorry. I was on mute. The church bells were ringing outside of my house here, and so I had to
put
you guys on mute for a minute, but not a problem.
Okay.
So I heard the introduction and to your great life story here, Margaret, and from there you went on to work internationally all over the world. What was that like, working all over the world?
Oh my goodness. Well, that's a whole almost another story, because when I graduated from high school, my godparents took me on my very first airplane ride. I'd never been on an airplane before, and this was in 1965.
Wow.
And they flew me to Jamaica, to Nassau, the Bahamas, for a week, and then Jamaica, West Indies for 3 weeks. And we flew first class. And I knew from that moment forward that I was going to travel, that I was going to see the world, that I was on planes and I was going places. So that was my beginnings of realizing that I wanted to see the world. And every job and career that I had following that had travel involved in it, which got me on the path of traveling. So it was really no accident that as a coach, I was able to travel the world and make an impact and make a difference, because I love traveling.
Yeah, that's amazing. In 1965, traveling, I'm sure, was a lot different from what it is today, right? And especially
God.
That must have been some experience.
It was incredible. It was amazing. I'll never forget it. And I even remember when my family came to pick me up from the airport when I came home. My dad drove his car. My mom drove her car. Well, everybody got in my mom's car, and my dad put me in the car with him. He said, I want to speak to her alone, because he had never flown on a plane. He had never been out, he'd driven all over the country, but never flown.
Right.
And he sat in the car, and he picked my brains. What was it like? How does it fly? How does it make you feel? Did you get sick? What was it like? And so 2 months after I returned on that trip, my mother and father, they went to England, which was their first time ever flying. So it was sort of like the trip that inspired the whole family to get
everyone
in the air.
Yeah, so you weren't afraid at all the first time you got on the plane?
No, I was excited.
I guess you were
young.
I was
excited. Yeah, I was excited, and it was a big party in school, like a graduation from high school party the night before. So I was pretty tired when I got on the plane. And, figure, well, I'll sleep. But I was so busy looking at the window and looking at things and looking at the flight attendants and how beautiful they looked in their outfits. And it was just an amazing experience.
I can imagine.
It really did create the future.
So,
yes, and it inspired
me
to want to travel.
Coaching also all over the world, right? You were?
Yes. As an executive with a company called Landmark Education, which I was a senior Landmark forum leader, And I traveled all over the world for them, coaching and training people and providing transformation. One of the first assignments that they gave me was to open up the offices in Africa. And I had been to Africa in the mid-'80s after leaving Vogue magazine. I produced a huge fashion show for the Jackie Robinson Foundation in Senegal.
Wow.
Yeah, in Senegal. And so I went to Senegal. That was my first trip to Africa, was Senegal. And so then as I worked as a training, being trained as a coach for Landmark, because I had been to Senegal in the 80s, this is in 1994, they sent me to Kenya to open up the offices and create a business for them in Kenya, and then in Uganda, and then in Zimbabwe, and then in South Africa. So that got me traveling and living in Africa for many years, from 1994 until 2008.
Wow, it sounds like there are a lot more books in the making here. You should write a book about each one of your experiences.
Right.
That's an amazing, amazing life. So what kind of Landmark education, what were they focusing on?
Well, one of the things, Landmark Education, is it's one of the world's, it was really a world's number one transformational, motivational, inspirational organizations in the world. And I was privileged and honored to be trained as, I was the first African-American Landmark Forum leader to lead the Landmark Forum, in Canada, all over the world, to lead and be trained. And what that company does is it literally really has people complete their path. And once you've completed your past, you can literally design and create the future. And that's what it does.
So
and,
it was coaching type of education?
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't like a school or anything like that.
Well, it is an education because they have it's like a school because they have different programs that you can take. After you participate in the original program, there's the next programs, and there's advanced course programs, and then there's self-expression programs, and then there's seminars, and there's lots and lots of programs that you can take. You can actually get a continuing education credits participating in the programs that they offer you. And then I took on being developed as a leader. And then after I completed working for them in 2008, which is when I completed work for them, I literally was just the next natural self-expression was for me just to continue coaching on my own and to become an independent coach in the world, which is what I've been doing since 2008.
That's wonderful. That's a great story. Wendy, I think you have the next question.
Yeah, I was going to have a follow-up question about how you got your connections in all these different places all around the world, but you answered my question, so I don't have to ask that one. That's amazing. That's really incredible. How did you get hooked up with Landmark? Did they notice you, or you?
I was invited. I was invited. I was at Vogue magazine at the time. I was the first black woman to be a full fashion editor at Vogue magazine in New York. And I had many designers that I interacted with and worked with. And one designer in particular, his name is Kenneth Bonavita-Cola, he invited me to hear about it. He invited me to an evening session. They have evening sessions where you come and hear about it. And I went and I attended the evening session, and I really didn't know what they were talking about. But I trusted this friend who invited me. And I just asked him, should I do it? And he said, yes. He says, you're great. He said, but if you take this, you'd be just amazing, who you would be. And that was in 1984 that I started to participate as just a participant. And then I just fell in love with it, and I realized the power that it had and the difference that it could make in people's lives. And so I continued because I was really committed to bringing it to African Americans, which I did. I created courses and programs for African Americans in the New York office and in L.A., in Atlanta, all over the country. Courses where African Americans were really able to get it in that environment with other African Americans. And so now what I do is I bring the work that I created and designed my own work to everybody all over the world.
Mm. Boy, you really took off after just going to that one landmark event.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
So just based on everything that you've told us, what would you say you value most in your life?
Wow. The freedom. Freedom. And I know some people might say, like, what are you talking about, freedom? But I actually have the freedom to do whatever I choose, as long as I operate with a high level of integrity. And what I mean by that is, you know, just doing what I say, keeping my promises and agreements, keeping my word, you know, doing the things I promised other people I would do. And if I don't do it, let them know what I am going to do instead and by when I'm going to do it. It gives me a level of freedom that I just love, that I can travel, you know, I can travel different places. I can meet all different types of people. I was just doing a quiz on Facebook about what types of food, and there was 100 foods that they showed, and I've eaten, of the 100 foods, I've eaten at least 94 of them.
Wow.
And there are people who said they only ate 2 or 3. I saw people said I ate 3, I ate 5. I've eaten 94 of the different dishes. You know, it's a freedom to experiment and try new things and meet new people and go new places and open up new possibilities, not only for myself, but for others.
Mm. That's really beautiful. And I can see how that would be a wonderful thing to have that kind of freedom. Krista, so you've got the next question.
Yeah, so taking this a little bit further, Margaret, what is the most important thing, excuse me, for people to have a great life? I know that for you it is freedom. What do you think it is for most people?
The first thing that people have to have is to want to have a great life. People have to want to have that. It has to be their desire. They have to want it. They have to be open. They have to be receptive, and they have to be willing. You know, like, I want a great life. I'm open to it. But there are people who are not open to it. They're not willing. They're not receptive.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're open and you're willing, you can literally create and design whatever life that you want. Whatever kind of life it is that you want, any type of life that you desire. But you've got to be open. You've got to be willing to do it.
I wonder if there are some people who can't believe that they could ever have a great life. So they don't.
Many people.
They aren't open to it.
Yeah, many people. They just don't believe it. It's not possible. There's no way. And what I do in instances such as that is, in a conversation with them, because that's what a coach does, is they talk, they listen. You talk, they listen. They talk, you listen. In a conversation, in a dialogue between people, they get to hear and see things that they've never heard or seen for themselves before. And then with that openness and willingness to try on these new things, they get to see some things that they've never experienced. And then once they see and experience them, the possibility becomes real for them. And then they're willing to step into it to create whatever is next. But you've got to really, you know, it takes openness and willingness to do it. It's just not one of those things, you know, it just happens. It's there for all of us, but we don't all want to receive it and take it. You know, the door is there. It's there, but everybody doesn't walk through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So why do you think that most people or many people aren't open to it? Is that a cultural thing? Is that fears of some sort or afraid of change?
Everything that you just said. Sometimes it is cultural. Sometimes there are fears. Sometimes people are afraid of success. Sometimes people are afraid of failure. Sometimes people are afraid of failing. You know, people have all different reasons that we hold on to, that we claim. And it all stems from things and conversations that we have with ourselves or with others. but we start to talk to ourselves, and then we believe the things that we talk to ourselves about, except some of the stuff we talk to ourselves about don't make any sense, no difference whatsoever. It's purely just noise, but yet we believe it and we hold on to it. And then we've got to realize we made that up, but we don't think it's made up because we think it's the truth. But in conversations, I really do get people to get beyond their fears, because on the other side of fear is love. And when we can get present to love, there's nothing that can stop us. I mean, all you have to do is take a look at somebody who's in love. And you know them. When they're in love, they are happy. They are content. Nothing phases them. Nothing bothers them. They just want to be with that being in love. And when you're in love with life and with yourself and with others, there's things that you can take on and are willing to take on that doesn't happen when you're afraid.
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. So I guess that answers my next question, too. So why do some people need a coach? I guess it is to overcome all these blocks, right?
Okay, well, I'll put it to you like this. Anybody who's great, successful, produced extraordinary results has a coach. They get a coach. Somebody who's really good, Bill Gates, he has people who coach him. Okay, Michael Phelps, the number one swimmer in the world, he has swimming coaches that coach him to swim even greater than he swims. Venus and Serena Williams, they have coaches. Now, you know, Serena now has a coach, someone coaching her to have her baby. She has coaches helping her with that. You know, we have coaches that have us be successful. You've never seen a homeless person with a coach, have you?
No.
Somebody sleeping out on the sidewalk. No, they don't have coaches because they're doing, they're listening to themselves. Only people who are up to something. And by the way, that's most of us. So most people can use a coach in some area for some specific something that they're dealing with to get them to go wherever it is that's next.
That's a good point. I love that. Do you still have a coach, or did you have a coach at one point?
Yes. I do. I am coached.
That's great. Wonderful. Thank you.
That's great.
Wendy, I think you have the same next question.
So we were just curious, what is your typical client, and what types of problems do the clients that you help have and want to achieve?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I don't think there's a typical client. You know, there's seven billion of us on the planet right now, and there's 7 billion views that different people have.
Mm-hmm.
And from men, I've had women, I've had children, I've had seniors, I've had couples, you name it, I've had everything. But usually what I find is the areas that people are dealing with are in the areas of their relationships, in the areas of their finances, in the areas of their health, in the areas of their spirituality, in the area, let's see, we have relationships, health, their self-expression. Those are the basic areas.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. And
Communication. Yeah, and what I have created in communication, there's more, but those are the basic areas you'll find. Somebody's got something that they're dealing with in any one of those areas, sometimes two or three or four of those areas, but any one of those areas you'll find something that somebody's dealing with. You know, I've dealt with a man going through a divorce and how to deal with him and his children, and he's on the West Coast and they're on the East Coast, and how to deal with his former wife who is, you know, has demands and requests of him, and he's trying to start a new life, but yet she's putting demands and different requests on him. I've dealt with a 10-year-old boy who was having problems in school, who was having problems with his parents, who was having problems with his brothers and sisters, and just getting along with them, and literally coached him from C's and B's in school to A's in school, to communicating with his parents in a way that his parents asked me to coach them because of the difference that it made in their son. I've worked with senior citizens. The oldest woman was 102 years old. And she invited her two sons, who were 88. One was 88, the other was 83. And so we said, my goodness, why do you want to do this? I said, why do you want to do this? They said, because my mother told us we had to. And she wanted
That's
to
great.
Be a better mom. She wanted to be the
that
best mom that she could be. So all types of people, women, children, doctors, lawyers, scientists, teachers.
That's amazing.
You name it.
Wow.
You name it.
Gosh, that's incredible. Well, actually, before we run out of time, would you mind briefly letting our audience know how they can get in touch with you and how they can get more information from you and what types of offerings that you have that you can share with us?
Certainly, certainly. Well, first and foremost, I can't thank you enough for allowing me this opportunity to speak about what I do on Sky's the Limit Radio. It's just wonderful.
Course.
It's really outstanding. I appreciate it so much. As I said, I've written the book, which is called Genius Lives Within, Accessing Our Birthright Power, which is based on a 9-session coaching series that I offer for groups, for people to participate in groups. And I have one that's starting, I'm going to just double-check the date, but I believe it's the second week of August, the 15th of August, Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. And it's 9 sessions, and it's based on the book. And it's done in groups, so I've made it very affordable and for everyone because it's more than one person on the call. And you really do get a chance to find out how you've been stopped and blocked in your life to remove the barrier. So that genius that lives with that in you can come out, and you can actually be the powerful, amazing person that you are. And you can contact me at Gmail, marpazant, that's marpazant, at gmail.com, and just put on there that you found me at Sky's the Limit Radio. You can reach me on Facebook at Margaret Pazant, Margaret Pazant Coaching. You can reach me on LinkedIn at Margaret Pazant on LinkedIn. Instagram, Margaret Pazant. So I'm available all those different places.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for giving us all that information and everything. I think Krista's
you're very welcome.
So Margaret, I'm afraid we're almost out of time, but I'd like to thank you so much for being our guest today. This was really great, and I know Wendy and I enjoyed our conversation, and we hope our listeners did too.
Yes, we did, for sure.
Oh, thank you so much, and it'd be my pleasure to come back anytime.
Okay,
thank
we would
you.
Love to have you back another time, Margaret.
Okay,
and
thank you.
Thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and we hope you enjoy our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio, or you can visit us at our website at www.skystolimitradio.com. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/skystolimit. You never know, you might discover the one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. So have a great week, everyone. Goodbye. Goodbye, Margaret.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you,
Margaret.
Bye-bye. So long. Thank you. Honor your spirit. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.